Mental health champions. I'm excited to bring on a familiar face to all of my shows, a supporter and friend I met through podcasting. Jim is back today. He's been on the show. He updated us with an unexpected turn in his life last time. Now, not only is he thriving, he's doing amazing. We're talking to him today. Jim, thanks for joining a mental health break once again.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. I don't care what podcast you're doing. It's always a pleasure. And whether it's a podcast or not, Vincent, it's always great. You got such great energy and great spirit, man. So thank you for having me back on. Always great to see you.
Likewise, Jim. I'm real excited to not only catch our audience up with your day-to-day, all the great stuff you're doing, but all the tools and the mindset tricks that you've taught yourself to get as far as you have when the cards were stacked against you. For everyone who missed your most recent show, catch us up on something that came out of nowhere that changed your life forever.
So it was approximately 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage four pancreatic cancer. In fact, in fact, the nurse after the doctor left the hospital and told us, my wife and I, what the diagnosis was, she came in looking at my chart saying, wow. And she said this out loud, wow, I've never seen anybody with this much cancer in them. My biopsy out of my pancreas was, the count was like 30, anything over 37, you've got cancer. Mine was 40,000 plus. And so with the, yeah, so with, and it was in my pancreas, my liver, my lung, and my sacrum. And within about 2.5 months, with no medication whatsoever, just a strong mindset and good faith, I was able to reduce it to over half, and they're still scratching their heads on that. So today, I think through a miracle and my, positive mindset and what I teach, I had to amp it up, and today I'm cancer-free.
Well, Jim, congratulations on not only being cancer-free, on continuing to have the mindset to want to do more, to need to do more, to keep making a difference. I know you've been up to a lot. What are some things you've been working on since?
Well, got a new book coming out. We're working on it. We're still we're about a quarter of the way through, so probably by the end of summer. It's all about mindset,
Can't wait for that.
And so just kind of the tools I've been teaching, professional sports athletes, college athletes, and my team and I out doing what we do in the area of positive psychology and cognitive psychology, and just kind of going through, every one of us have got life's, throws challenges and setbacks at us. And, you certainly have had yours.
Sure.
And, in coming back from those, it really takes some mental toughness, so I asked to talk to many people that have a friend or a relative, spouse, significant other, whatever, that is dealing with this terrible disease. In fact, this morning I was on a call with Madrid, Spain, my associates there, and one of their friends have got pancreatic cancer. So I went through the whole routine today, So been doing that. I've been traveling quite a bit, as Mexico, the Caribbean, South America, and of course here in the United States. Kind of sharing my story and making it relevant to, especially in businesses, man, if somebody like myself can get through this, and the belief that I know that I could get better and heal, and that it takes a village. It takes a village, and it took my, love and support, my faith, my mindset, and in the medical field, I have a belief in that. So kind of sharing that, hopefully it inspires people to, hey, what they're looking at, the challenge that they're looking at today maybe isn't as big as they thought it was. And it's all about mindset.
Jim, you're a testament to mindset you always have since I've known you, and it's just so inspiring, and you certainly are inspiring so many out there. I want to ask you now, throughout your recovery, what was your number one takeaway that you had from this experience? Something that helped you keep that mindset where it needs to be?
I've been asked that question a number of times. And I started a paper, excuse me, while I reach for it.
All right.
And it's factors of a positive mindset. So what did I really kind of go through? And I pulled up about eight different things that, and just really quick, how did, I got
Please,
asked
yeah.
that. How'd you get that? Where'd you come with that mindset? I gave a talk to a Rotary club. And at the end of it, well, how did you come to that mindset? And my mindset immediately was, when the nurse said, I've never seen anybody with this much cancer in them. My wife wanted to rip her face off. And I
Oh
said,
my
chill.
goodness.
I told my wife and I said, honey, watch what I do with this. And again, it's either take it as a death sentence or an opportunity to triumph. And so I've been asked that question. So I kind of went through the factors of a positive mindset, having a positive attitude. Well, how do you get that? Positive affirmations, challenging negative thought, and surrounding yourself with positive people. Gratitude, resilience, optimism, and all the factors underneath each one of those. Self-compassion, mindfulness, healthy lifestyle, and social support, And look, I don't have time for negative stuff around me. And I think I've told you before when I came home, my wife had on the doors, signs that said positive talk only, beyond this door,
I love
good
that.
vibes only. I've got crystals around the house. My daughter has supplied me with crystals, and so, and I gotta say that energy, I mean, wherever you are in your own home, at work, I don't think people understand that, that positive energy, that optimistic energy. And I'm not just saying, hey, I'm a realistic optimist. Prepare,
Yes.
expect the best, be prepared for the worst. I don't sit there and walk through, look through rose-colored, glasses all day long and think, but you know what? Then there's the concept that misery loves freaking company,
Yep.
and it's so easy. Just turn on the TV. Just turn on the TV. It's 30 minutes, it's a 30-minute news broadcast, right? But they give you a minute at the end of some positive thing that happened. But let's give you 29 minutes of just negative, throwing all this stuff at you. And then, oh, here's something good that happened today. You know what? I think if people would just look around and look at what the good things are, I think they'd outshine all the bad things that are going on in the world.
I say that to my aunt all the time when I visit her. We always do the news, then we do Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune. We do the whole shebang at the end of the night.
Right.
As you go through the news, it's only what's bad going on, only the negativity. When there are so many bright stories that can be coupled in that news segment, not just drowning and programming us, as my grandma would say, they called it programs because they're programming you when you're sitting there and you're watching the TV.
And then watching those commercials, watching all those drug commercials. That's all it is on TV. I
With
mean,
the nice
goodness
music in
sakes.
the
I mean,
background, side effects,
oh yeah,
maybe.
everybody.
Oh,
It's like,
Jim.
what is that disease? I've never heard of that disease. And then I heard that there's two ladies that come up with these names. They hire these two ladies. They come up with the names because nobody can say the scientific one. But last night I was at a men's meeting at our church, and somebody asked me. They knew what was I going through, and they said, well, talking at the end of the day, the three things of gratitude, you write those out, what you're grateful for in the day. And I kind of changed that and bumped that up a bit. And I think if people would look at, when they look at their own happiness and gratitude and their life, what were three things, and I don't ask them to write out a whole, sentences. I said, what are three things you could have improved today that you need to improve today? Whether it be positive self-talk or being nice to somebody or something extra for something or getting some work done. What are three things, one to two word descriptions? And then the other one is, then after that are three things you crushed today. Three things you absolutely crushed today. And then again, one to two word descriptions. And the third one is, the third section is, three things I look forward to doing tomorrow that I'll be very, very proud of.
I
And
love
I think
that.
that's what people lack that, And that those are my things of saying, hey, and I gotta tell you what a difference it's made.
Not only past, what are you going to be proud of tomorrow? And I think that also lights a fire inside of you to have something to look forward to as well. I'm a big, like, future, as you know, goal oriented, where these are all delayed for me because I love that delayed gratification so much. And I even know entrepreneurship, perfect example. I tried being a school speaker during COVID, still trying to be persistent and resilient and not give up on the dream. Unfortunately, sometimes you just got to make some changes. We stayed here. Jim and I probably connected first back when the show first started. I wonder when our first talk was, Jim. I'm going to have to look that up.
I'll tell you what it was. It was in May of 2020. May of 2020, because I was the first May time of, I was the show. It was May of 2020. Yeah.
May of 2020. I love it. And that was their first year, started in January. And you've been seeing me through these curves. You've always maintained your positivity. You say kind words at me, but I have to say them right back. Jim's always been very, very motivational to me because of his drive. You've caught it today. Not only is he fresh up and at him at the clubs again, he's got this new book coming out. What did you always know right away after all this was going on that this was going to be a new book? Or what was your thoughts of putting all this back?
As a matter of fact, I developed the seven fundamentals of mental toughness, whatever, back in, 2014. And it's kind of the curriculum we've been using for youth sports and on our sports side. And, I start looking at that and, I'm the kind of person that just doesn't write something and then, hey, leave it. I like, things happen, things change. And I started with my co-author, young lady that graduated Chapman University about three years ago in journalism. And I, I'm busy. So I grabbed her. She's followed me around. She goes to my talks. She listens to me. And she's just a great lady, McKenna Sulik. And so I asked her, help me out. And so we started working on that book. And then, this hit. And so it kind of took a setback, right? Then I thought, okay, my daughter said, boy, Dad, you've got a whole new story to tell. And I said, do I ever? And so we're incorporating this whole mindset journey, into the book. And not only just the journey, but, look, I got sued for $800,000 a few years back. They came after my wife and I. They wanted our house. And it just turned out to be a frivolous lawsuit. I could sue you. You could sue me. And I mean, it's just litigious, stupidity. I went through it was divorced in 1988. And that ex-wife decided to come back and come after more money and put us through hell for 4 years. But hey, that was my fault. It wasn't hers. I don't blame her. I'm the one that said two things to her, in 1984, will you and I do. So, hey, I accept accountability for that. But we went through 4 years of that. At the same time, I got embezzled $350,000. So, you look at life's challenges and I look at all those now and go, every one of those, it was just giving us stronger legs for bigger strides. And I think it prepared me for what I'm going through today. And, my faith tells me that God just said, hey, okay, Mr. Mental Tough Guy, now we need you to talk to a few other people and help them. So, that's where I'm at. That's what I'm doing.
I got that. I just had to add that to the show notes I've been typing. Sued, embezzled, divorce, it gave stronger legs for bigger strides. Everyone, you hear that type of stuff, you got to look more into Jimmy. We'll let him go in a little bit, but before we let him go, Jim, what are some things that you've been doing to take care of yourself and your mental health now? We've all talked about how great you've been doing, but what are some things you've been doing to take care of the brain upstairs?
Been playing basketball again. I mean, it takes, you've got to have that physical, that physical exercise. You
Absolutely.
Just can't sit here and contemplate, and hey, nothing wrong with the book, The Secret, except for you just can't sit there and contemplate something the universe is going to provide. My father said anything is possible. And I remember that, but my mother was right there and she says, yeah, as long as you work your ass off, what's his name? Jim Carrey wrote the check for $1 million, put it in his wallet. He didn't go sit on the couch and wait for a director to call him. He got out there and did auditions and everything else, and he made it happen. And the whole point of that is that having that strong, you know, vision. Look, I never set out to be cancer-free. I set out to be healthy. Cancer was in the way. And I think most people lose, you know, they don't have that clear end result, you know, that they're looking for. That's probably the number one thing, that strong belief, the belief in my ability, my mental capacity, my mental endurance to get through this, the belief in my family, the belief in my God, the belief in the medical profession, the belief in, you know, in, and then eating, what do I eat? You know, I'm looking at, heck, I look at different things now. You find me looking at, you know, what's in our food, you know, and you can get carried away and go, you probably just be living. I can go outside and just live on the grass and be like a cow. But, you know, come on, I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm not all that yet. But I do bring more consciousness to that, too.
I love how you're still out there shooting hoops like it's nothing. And I know you're probably out running.
I scored big time yesterday. I put in the winning basket yesterday. So
really? All right.
Blows my mind. And I just, you know, coming home, it's like getting up in the morning, go out and work out, you know, and you get done and you're on your way home, go, man, you didn't want to drag your butt out of bed, but you did it. And now, bam, you're there.
Oh, man, I'll say it once, I'll say it again. I love the positivity and I love how you've got this rejuvenation in you. You're so out there ready to get it, looking forward to basketball, the morning workouts. You're doing more than a lot of people that have not faced the adversity that you had, Jim. So please, I know you don't tap yourself on the back, so tap yourself on the back for me if I was out there in California with you.
So look, anybody, you know, I really am, and I really do enjoy, and I think it is a purpose, that any of your listeners, if they want to talk to me about a family member themselves going through this medical journey, they're more than happy to contact me. You can go to my website, jimmadrid.com, and you can see my story there. You can contact me through there, and I'm just happy to help. You know, and I'm not the one telling people what to do. I had enough people telling me that. God bless them. They were only trying to help. But some people like myself, you get a little upset with that. All I'm here to do is say, here's what I did. And if any of this will help, be my guest.
And I love that. And I think that's some similarity we share. We're just doing our part, sharing our story, and hopefully it helps one or two people along the way. But Jim, I can't thank you enough.
I know you have too. I know you have too, man. I know you've done that too. And I've seen some of your talks and, you know, and I guess we just got picked, you know, and we got picked and happy to help.
And it's tough because at the time you're like, what good? You know, they say, oh, everything's got some good in it. Everything will always blah, blah, blah. But when you're in the midst of that, you're like, God, why? How is this happening? Even as you know, in entrepreneurship, in the lows, especially in the beginning, it's like, how hard do I have to work and still not reap any reward? But you just find something in you to wake up the next day, keep doing it, send another email, make another call. And before you know it, the frown's upside down. But Jim, you took time out of your day to join us again. I can't thank you enough. One more time with how we can find you online.
Thanks to you. Thank you. Thank you, Vincent, and all the best to you. And keep up the good work, will you, bud? You're doing great work, too.
I appreciate you, Jim. I appreciate you being a role model for all of us out here. Everyone out there, be sure to check us out. We're at A Mental Health Break on all podcast platforms. You can find us on social media at the same name. I am at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube. And with that, today we are signing off from California all the way down to Florida. Jim, thanks again.
Thank you.